USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The rain continues in California. The National Weather Service says another surge of Pacific moisture is expected to hit California today after the state saw more rain and gusty winds over the weekend.
It's really been from the mountains to the sea, north to south, we've been impacted all over.
Santa Cruz County Response Recovery and Resilience Officer David Reed. This as some parts of the state have received more rain in the past 2 weeks than all of last year. On this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, national parks are waiving entrance fees. The other free dates are scattered throughout the rest of 2023, with the next coming on April 22nd. And on this day when we honor civil rights activist and pastor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott says the future is bright regarding civil rights.
Black people and white people today are joining hands and living the American dream. That is a blessing from God upon high. It is something that should encourage us to move into the future with hope and optimism and a resolve to continue to make progress on the dream.
The Treasury Secretary is set to meet with her Chinese counterpart this week.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will meet with Chinese financial leader Vice Premier Li He in Switzerland on Wednesday to discuss economic developments between the two nations. The Zurich talks will be a follow-up to the November meeting between President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping at the Group of 20 summit in Bali, Indonesia. I'm Lance Pry.
The National Weather Service says there were at least 9 confirmed tornado touchdowns from last week's storms in Alabama. The strongest was an EF3 with peak winds estimated to be around 150 miles per hour. The storm system is being blamed for 7 deaths and multiple injuries across Alabama. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
5 down, 1 to go in the first week of the NFL's postseason. It caps off tonight in Tampa.
The Cowboys are paying a visit to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers in the NFC wildcard round. Tampa hosts Dallas tonight. Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy on the Buccaneers coming in with plenty of playoff experience.
You know, this is a veteran football team that's played a lot of football, has played a lot of playoff football. So obviously division champ, former Super Bowl champ. So they obviously bring that to the table. But, you know, it's playoff football.
Buccaneers head coach Todd Bowles and the team knowing how important this game is.
This win or go home. You can't get up next Sunday if you lose this ball game and say, well, we can get it back next week and get better. So it's win or go home. There's urgency all over with every playoff team.
I'm Julio Flores.
Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer is continuing to call for the release of visitor logs from President Biden's house in Wilmington, Delaware, after sensitive government documents were found there. Those documents are from the Obama administration when Biden was vice president. Appearing on Fox Business, New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew says he supports an investigation.
This is classified information that a vice president was storing at his home. We'll just talk about the one piece, not even the Penn Center yet. And that is totally not allowable.
Attorneys for the president allege that the documents were accidentally misplaced. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.